Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Who has joined us?
It's Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. And we had, I think, maybe two other people join us. Who's joined us?
Pierre D'Offerty.
Pierre, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Pretty good. And one other person?
This is Dave Walker.
Dave Walker, how are you?
I'm doing just great.
Okay. And believe it or not, somebody's calling me, but I can't switch over. Anyway, what I want to do is start off by having everybody introduce themselves. There's going to probably be some other people joining us. So, ladies first, Elizabeth, my writing coach, journalist extraordinaire.
Good morning.
Why don't you introduce yourself, Elizabeth Atkins?
My name is Elizabeth Atkins. I've written books like White Chocolate, which was featured on the Montel Williams Show, Dark Secret, which was a bestseller, and Twilight, which I wrote with Billy D. Williams. I've also ghostwritten a number of books for people, including Click for George Frazier and The Death Bond Conspiracy for Philip Gillis. And I love writing. I love sharing my knowledge with people as a coach to help others achieve their dream of writing a book for their business or a novel or whatever they want, a memoir. And so I'm here to encourage people to write and seek assistance if they need it.
Okay, excellent, excellent. All right. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
All right, Pierre, Rare Coin House. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm the CEO of the Upzig Company and Rare Coin House. We are a precious metals and rare coins investment firm, and I've been doing this for the last 21 years, 19 of which have been with the firm. And what we specialize in are investments in American rarities, as well as gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. And we also do mining, both in Africa as well as in South America. We have interest in gold, silver, and cobalt mines on those two continents.
Wow. Okay. Did you bring any money with you today?
Actually, yeah, I did.
Okay. Are you giving out the free samples? Maybe not. Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. David Walker. Business attorney extraordinaire. David.
Yep, I'm a business business coach and an attorney, I guess. I work with startup and small businesses and everything from helping them to raise capital to being their general corporate counsel. I'm the good news attorney. I mean, I don't do any bad news stuff, divorce, criminal, bankruptcy, DUI. I have other colleagues that handle that. I generally work with business owners and helping them grow their business.
All right, excellent, excellent. What? The best attorney in Atlanta. All right,
thank you.
Why don't you also tell about your
the business owner movement?
Yeah, I wanted to find it a different way, but I couldn't come up with anything. So I'll just say the business owner movement, which is the name of the group.
Well, I started a weekend organization that meets on Saturdays. Every Saturday from 10 to 12, called the Business Owner Movement, and it's where a bunch of business owners come together. I provide free legal advice. We usually have a guest interview each week, and lastly, we generate leads and network with the other business owners so that they can be able to grow and generate revenue for their business. So it's a networking group, but it's also educational in that we provide guest speakers on a range of topics. I think we had business credit last week. We had somebody come talk about buying and selling a business. We actually had a business coach, Bernadette Bowles. Do you know Bernadette Bowles, Ken?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, well then, that's an introduction I'll make to you at some point as well. But we, our website has all of our upcoming interviews that we have coming up, so we found that to be a very good way for business owners in Atlanta to kind of get to know one another.
Okay. All right. And we had another person join us.
Christine Smith.
Okay. Okay, there's a lot of background noise. Is that coming from you?
I believe not.
Okay, all right. And so why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Christine Smith. I have a human resources consulting firm that primarily focuses on talent acquisition throughout Atlanta, but of course supports many technology, healthcare, government companies throughout the U.S. And we focus and specialize in recruitment strategies, human resource performance development, organizational development in areas of mergers and acquisitions.
Hi, this is Greg Henley.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Mergers and acquisitions, it could be for downsizing, a variety of different issues that most organizations face when it comes to workforce development.
Yeah, excellent. What is your website for your company?
Currently, we are transitioning into websites. It used to be the partnergroupinc.com, so we're just going through transitions right now to update that website.
I was going to show your website. Okay. That's okay. And we had somebody else join us.
Ken, hi. It's Greg Henley.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. And why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Greg Henley. I work at Georgia State. I teach entrepreneurship and am the director of the Center for Entrepreneurship, again, at Georgia State.
And he's taking me out to lunch. Is it today or is that tomorrow?
Whenever you get back to me, we'll set up something. How's that?
No, I sent you a message, but we'll talk offline.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that, actually.
All right. So, look, we've got some really, really nice people on this call. We've got Christine Allen. We've got Pierre Rare Coins. He's giving out money this morning, I believe. Elizabeth Atkins, David Walker. So what I want to do is have everybody about their passion and make it 60 seconds or less, and then I'm going to ask another question and introduce what we're doing this morning. So with that, Elizabeth, you're first. What is your passion?
Words. I love to write. I love to sit here forever and a day, all night. I look up 3, 5, 6 hours have passed. I just love words and stringing them together in a way that's captivating and informative and fun. I read the other day that English just added its 1,000,000th word, and I just think that's so fascinating. But words are our power. Words enable us to share our visions, our messages, our goals and dreams with other people. Words enable us to educate others with the knowledge that we have from our specialty. So I encourage all of you to use your words, write them down. You can do a blog, website, book, workbook. Anything. Just get your words out there and share them with people.
All right. Excellent. Well said. And Elizabeth is working with me. I'm working on a book. I'm almost finished, but I'm really happy with her support. So if you guys think about writing anything, a book or article, and you're getting writer's block, you don't even know what writer's block is, but you want to write, that's one way of getting marketing yourself. So I strongly recommend that you connect with Elizabeth. So, all right. So who is next? Rare Coins, I haven't got my free money, but I'm sure it's coming. So,
hey, well,
Pierre, why don't you introduce yourself? What is your passion?
My passion is knowing that when we are doing a deal or in the midst of doing a deal, watching that deal come to fruition, and, you know, from a business standpoint, it's also going to an area and seeing a mind basically go from nothing to something and opening up into a viable business opportunity for our firm. And that's something I've been doing now for 21 years, and I can't see doing anything else, and I can't see losing the hunger for doing just what I'm doing right now.
Wow. That's powerful. Okay, well, thanks, and welcome to the – this is Pierce. Second session here.
Mr.
Walker, business attorney.
Yes, Ken, I'm here on your GoToMeeting site, but I'm not able to log in, it says waiting for organizers. It's just a technical issue I thought I'd tell you about.
Really?
Yes.
If you log in to go to meeting and go meeting ID 945-7630, I wonder why is that the case? Because nobody's on. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, it happened to me too, Ken. That
really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I guess this will be a teleseminar. But it's the meeting ID is 945-763-600. I wonder why that's the case.
Well, while we figure it out, I'll talk about my passion.
Okay. Go ahead.
My passion is obviously working with startup and small business owners and really sharing my legal knowledge that I've attained from taking companies public and president of a venture capital firm and working at law firms and really breaking it down into very simple terms for a business owner to coach them through
Earl. Thank you.
Sure. To coach them through the business process. And as a business attorney, working hand-in-hand with the entrepreneur, the business owner, and having that advisor, it really creates a level of confidence in business owners that they can then focus in on revenue because they know that they have somebody who can always help with the structure or answer questions about business that they don't feel comfortable with on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And we had somebody else join us. I guess it's Robert, my technology
Dr.
guru.
Dr. Earl Suttle.
Oh, Dr. Earl Suttles, how are you?
Yeah, fine, fantastic, man. Good.
We're introducing ourselves, and the question is, what is your passion? So, Dr. Suttles, what's your passion?
My passion is to impact people's lives. That's pretty much it. And leave a legacy behind. That's my passion.
All right, excellent, excellent. And help us understand, Dr. Suttles, what is it that you do?
I'm a business consultant, work with companies on increasing their profits and productivity by developing their people.
All right.
And I do a lot of consulting work with the NBA, NFL, WWE, work with the players individually and teams on life skills as well.
All right, excellent, excellent. Well, welcome. We're all introducing ourselves. And
thank you.
And is there anybody else that's on the call that has not introduced themselves?
It's Robert.
Oh, Robert, how are you? We've got like 3 PhDs on the call right now. Robert, my technology guru, good morning. How are you?
How are you doing today, kid? Hello, everybody.
So why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Robert Joseph, and my company is Glue Life, and we build websites that empower the entrepreneur and actually allow it to grow with their business. Our websites are very...
Did we lose? Okay.
Just thinking. Our websites are very functional. Just right out the box, you have a blog, you have functionality such as slideshows, and forms and things like that that the entrepreneur can actually make modifications for themselves or actually change the whole structure very easily.
Okay, well, welcome. Welcome, Robert. And if it wasn't for Robert, I wouldn't have my websites. Not only do I know the front end, the content, but now I understand the back end. And because of him, I was able to build my websites and maintain my website. So if anybody's trying to improve their website or create a website, this is the man to go to. So, all right. So we continue on. Who is not? Christine. Yeah. What is your passion, my sister?
Well, my passion is primarily to, I would say, drive a lot of business outcomes for people. And in doing this, I work with companies to understand the dynamics of their workforce and challenge them to look at the type of service offerings and where they'd like to go in their business and how they can drive it through people. And so I help them come up with those talent strategies that lead to improved business performance.
Wow, okay. Excellent, excellent. We've worked together. Wait, was that 2002?
Ooh, yeah. I guess so. Somewhere around there, 02, 03.
And she still remembers me, which is a good thing, I guess. Anyway, so welcome, Elizabeth. And you've got another initiative that I'd like for you to explain a little bit. What you're involved with, Tiverti, the island off of Africa. Can you share with us a little bit about that?
Sure. I'm always working and partnering with the Cape Verde, West Africa country as it continues to develop and has met the middle development status, and only the second country on the continent of Africa who have met that status, where they have stable governance and business. And one of the U.S.-based organizations, who are Cape Verdeans, have developed a maritime infrastructure project that has made its way through the support of the government and then on the Cape Verdean Stock Exchange, which is very new they're very new to the stock exchange, starting, I think, January of 2008. And they're offering a government bond for the Cape Verde Fast Ferry, which links 9 islands to commute throughout the islands where the rough waters, where we get our storms from, is from off of the West African coast near Cape Verde. So all the storms that we get, hurricanes, et cetera, comes from that area, and it's very difficult for travel sometimes by water through those islands. And so now they have come up with a solution, and we're very happy, and I'm very happy that I've worked with and consulted with an organization in Cape Verde as well as here in the United States to make this happen.
Excellent, excellent. So thank you. All right. The other doctor on the call, Dr. Henley, why don't you explain what is it that your passion is? It probably has something to do with business. And
Well, my passion is really pretty simple, and that's to help entrepreneurs succeed. I think entrepreneurship really is the lifeblood of our economy. I've, in the prior life, when I was in the business world, I've seen too many people start businesses, which is a good thing, of course, but not really know how to run businesses. And, you know, again, my focus and passion is not so much on simply helping them start, but helping them succeed once they start. Mm-hmm. I'd like to use the remainder of my 60 seconds to first apologize to David Walker. I know I owe you a phone call and love to get together with you. And also to thank Ken for hooking me back up with Robert, who
okay,
I haven't
nope.
seen in years, and he's a good man.
All right, thank you. And what website should I go to and highlight for you?
Let's see. I guess it would be the website to the Herman Russell Center for Entrepreneurship at Georgia
okay.
State. What's that? www.cba.gsu.edu/rec.
Okay, so it's CPA, you said?
CPA as in boy.
CBA. Oh, okay, CBA, all right.
Right. .gsu.edu.
/rec. All right, I got it. So I'll show that. And
Ken, I think I figured out what's going on. I think you sent a go-to meeting for an old meeting because the meeting number you gave was not the same meeting number that was in the one that you sent.
Okay, well, I apologize for that. I don't know what happened, but I guess it'll be a teleseminar. Oh God! But if you can't, if people can go to gotomeeting.com, you can. If you're accessing the web, you go to meeting.com, and then they ask you for a meet ID, and the meeting ID is 945-763-6000. That's 945-763-6000, and I apologize. Make sure that didn't happen. That very seldom do I make a mistake. I guess.
And that 9 or 10 digits.
Yeah, it's www.joingotomeeting.com. www.joingotomeeting.com. So, all right. And is there anybody else that has not shared their passion with us? Anybody else going once, going twice? Somebody just joined us. Who's just joined us?
Yeah, it was me, Ken. I got we had a power surge, so I lost you.
Okay. All right. All right. So what I want to do now is kind of open it up for people. People have introduced themselves, their passion, what they're doing, and I want to find out who has questions. So Elizabeth, do you have any questions for our guest?
Yes. I want to write an adventure story about a rare coin that has magic powers. I'm just absolutely fascinated by what Pierre described. I went to the website. It's just really, really unique and interesting. But everybody has a gift to share, and I hope that we can all gain from that this morning. Just meeting new people, hearing what they do, opening our minds, understanding all these new industries out there is really fascinating. And the global aspect of it, of the coins from all around the world, symbolizes something for all of us that we can learn from distant lands, and we have to pay attention to what's going on everywhere, like in Iran and in Africa and South America. It's really important for us to, on a daily basis, maintain that global contact and comprehension so that we can utilize that in what we do to help other people.
All right. Now, Pierre, what questions do you have for the people on the call?
Unfortunately, when I got kicked, I was listening to the woman who was speaking about the progress going on in the country in West Africa.
Yeah. Hey, Bertie. Dallas.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, as somebody in the mining business, we're always looking for new opportunities wherever we can get them. My question to her would be, has that government... are they allowing other firms or firms outside of the continent to come in and do exploratory, I call them missions, to see if there is any product that is worth mining for in that country?
Yes, this is Christine Smith, and yes, they do. There have been, over the past 3 years, a high impact from China, from, of course, Europe, Russia, to come into the Cape Verde Islands. They don't have as many minerals as you would find in on the mainland. However, their primary, I would say, their primary products, if you will, that they offer is really around the fishing arena, coffee beans, various plants that they offer on the island. And then you would have to go mainland to look at various mineral sources. They have a volcano. I don't know how that relates to coins, but, I mean, they are a country that has gone from many years of drought and who has recently started into the fertilization and trying to do more... I guess, fertilization within the country from a recycling plant process, if you will. So, you know, if you're in those types of areas when it comes to biofuel, alternative resources, they definitely would be willing to talk to you as they're looking at, you know, transitioning waste products because of the country is being developed from their island over to other countries. So that's the only thing that I know of that would be somewhat in relation to it, but you are the expert. I would say they would welcome you as you come over, as they have welcomed many countries over there. We have, of course, an embassy over there, and I would visit that embassy or at least talk to individuals there to get a feel for what opportunities exist in research.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. I got a feedback to the lady who said she wanted to write a book.
No.
Elizabeth. Sorry I didn't ask
what's
you
your name?
I'm so excited. Elizabeth Atkins.
Yeah, I have three. This is Dr. Earle. I got three suggestions to you. I'm on my sixth book in 6 years. And when I first started writing my books, three things I recommend. I want to hang around authors. Hang around people who write books. Spend a lot of time with them. Ask a lot of questions. And one of the things, when I hung around authors, people who wrote 10, 12, 14 books, first suggestion they had is if you're serious about writing a book, take this weekend and write your acknowledgments out. If you look at most books have acknowledgments at the beginning. Start acknowledging those people who've impacted your life in a positive way. Do it over the weekend if you're serious about writing a book, because their spirit will help you finish the book. If you don't do your acknowledgments, you'll never finish the book. So start writing your acknowledgments. Start honoring those people who've impacted your life in a positive way. The next suggestion I would have is have someone hold you accountable for finishing it. I talk to people every day and say, I want to write a book. But they don't have anybody to hold them accountable. And most people are not good at holding themselves accountable. So I have a co-author who I write books with. We hold each other accountable for moving through our books. So that's my brief suggestions to you, if you're serious about writing a book.
Thank you
so much. My credibility has increased, I would say, tenfold, because people see me as an author, and I get in the door places where most people may not even get in the door because they see me as an author.
That's excellent. I've actually written 12 books already, but your point about holding yourself accountable with a partner is an excellent point, because if there's no, it's like having a personal trainer when you work out.
Yes.
When you have to report to somebody, it puts some fire under your feet. Thank you.
All right, excellent. We're sharing. Caring and sharing. I like this. Let me see. Who is next? David Walker.
What questions do you have for our guest on the call this morning?
Sure. My question relates to networking. Obviously, the most important part of your day is generating revenue for your business. And part of that is to build relationships. And when you talk about building relationships, I'm always interested to see the sources of revenue that other businesses have and how they develop those relationships. Is it an organization? Is it referrals, et cetera? I'm always interested to hear where people generate their revenue from.
And who would you like to who would you like to ask that question of?
I guess this was meant for a general, but if we had to go through the list, let's start with Robert Joseph.
Okay. Robert, you want to answer that question? How do you network?
Sure. I go to the bomb meetings, which are very, very good. I've gotten tons of leads from there and actually turned into revenue-generating opportunities. I also love to do networking in this type of setting, Jen. I think it's great because I can do it from my house and I don't have to spend a half an hour driving someplace and a half an hour driving back from someplace, and that saves me an hour for generating revenue. And then other ways in which I do it is organizations. There are, you know, it's surprising how many organizations and how many groups there are in Atlanta. If you wanted to, you could find a networking event every night in Atlanta, one or two, easily.
Okay.
All right, that's good. I would add, I recently wrote an article about you only have 60 seconds to make a lasting impression. And a lot of times people will give the common thing, my name, my company, my industry, and a good lead for me is. What I would say is that's boring, that's, you know, blah, blah, yeah, what else is new, so what? I would offer that you give maybe a special offer. If you're writing a blog and looking for an interesting topic or a guest contributor, if you have a radio show, you can invite them to be a guest. If you're maybe you've got a
an event you're doing, you can invite, give up maybe a couple free tickets, but give something that might be interesting to them that will encourage them to want to talk with you. So again, when you're talking with people, it's not about you, it's about the other person. So that would be my two cents on networking. I always try to find out how I can help them first, and eventually they'll want to help me. So I always ask them, how can I help you, and I write it on the card. So, all right. Great question, David. So who is next? Christine Allen, what question do you have for our guests, this roundtable?
Sure. Let's see. Just real quickly with Pierre, the types of, you said you do rare coins and precious metals.
Yes.
Could you explain more about your business?
Okay. Our firm is a firm, we are an investment firm. We sell physical delivery, which means that you're going to have product physically delivered to your home, safety deposit box, wherever you would like it to go, but it is physical delivery gold, silver, platinum, or palladium bullion, ranging in size from anywhere from 1 ounce to 400-ounce size bars, which are enormous. They look like gigantic doorstops, as well as American gold and silver rare coins from the mid-17th to the mid-20th century. Those are the physical delivery products that our clients receive from us. We have clients domestically as well as in international areas throughout the world. But we also have been able to get into the mining business, and that has enabled us to put our name out globally as far as the size of our firm and what we are able to do on a global network of dealing with other mining operations, of which there are not many.
All right. Great question, Christine. Thank you, Pierre. Dr. Henley, Greg, what question do you have for the people that are on this
session? Just in listening to the conversation about the mining and the coins, I guess the question I have is, if I want to invest in gold, what's the best way to do it? You know, there's an option with iShares now, and there's obviously the actual metal itself, but is there a recommendation?
Yes, the better investment in gold right now is actually in the numismatic or rare coin market. And the reason for that is because when you invest even in an ETF or any type of quote-unquote shares, you're still dealing with paper assets, which means you're still beholden to what happens in the stock market. And as those investments do well or don't do well, they are not investments that are going to be able to carry the market through a bad stretch. So they will actually be hindered when the market starts tanking, and it's going to start tanking a little bit more than it has been recently. When you're buying physical delivery product, you actually own the actual coin or bar or whatever. You have physical possession of it. It's in your mattress. It's in your yard. It's in your safety deposit box. And when it is time to liquidate that product, it is far easier to liquidate knowing what your profits are going to be before you ever actually move it than it would be if you own shares of a particular mining company stock or shares in some ETF or whatever. You have no idea what's going to be happening domestically or internationally that's going to impact your money, you know, down the road in the foreseeable future. So the play now is in rare coins.
All
thank
right.
you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got some powerful people on this session. Who is next? Robert Joseph, what questions do you have? What questions do you have on for our people on the panel here? Z3C Connect.
Yes, this is Robert Joseph, and this question is for Elizabeth. I've always wondered, what was it like being on Oprah, Elizabeth?
Okay. So the question is, Elizabeth, what was it like to be on Oprah Winfrey's show? Is that
Yep.
So, Elizabeth, are you there? Maybe she's muted and she can't find the mute button. Okay. We'll come back to her. Earl, Dr. Shuttle.
Yes.
Shuttle, how are you? What questions do you have for the E360 Connect session this morning?
I would just have one to Robert. I mean, Robert, you do website development, right?
Yep.
Yeah, why would I, I have a website. I'm fairly happy with my website, but I'm looking at enhancing it. I'm looking at another website development person to enhance my image, get it to be used more, sought after more. Why would I choose you and over someone else if I'm looking at a website person, if I'm looking for a person to take my website to the next level?
All right.
Why would I want you to be considered? What could you do that?
I think
What question should I ask you?
Yeah, I think that there are two things that differentiate us from other people. One is our websites allow you to really easily provide some advanced features. So we are able to do video and audio and those type of things you're able to do it yourself. When I say that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do it yourself. It means that whoever does it, whether it's us or whether it's somebody else, it can be done quickly and efficiently. We spend a lot of time finding what we call a content management system, and that content management system allows us literally overnight to build a pretty expensive website with a members-only section, with a lot of the Web 2.0 type of functionality, with Google Analytics, with something we call archiving, in which we can back up your site and take snapshots, so if you need to go back a week or 2 weeks, you can see what your website was like then. And we've been doing this for a while. My PhD is in computer science from Carnegie Mellon, so I come at it from a very high technical background, and we spent a lot of time not only finding an open source code, which means that you own your website, you're not locked into anything that we're doing, and you can go wherever you want with it if you're not pleased with our service, and we also have been building websites for a while. I built the Barron Strait School District website for handling all the students' information. So report cards, grades, all the reporting to the government entities and the like.
Okay, excellent. And
thank you.
I would add to that, if there's a couple of tests that you can do to see how, I'll make a statement, if you're not searchable, then you will not be found. I'll say again, if you're not searchable, then you will not be found. So I challenge everybody on this call to do three things. One is, put your name in Google or search engine, see what kind of results you get. Put your company in the search engine and see what kind of results you get. And last, put keywords and phrases that you believe truly define what you're doing and see what kind of results you get. If you are not on the first page above the fold, then somebody else is getting that business. So do that test sometime this week. And if you're not happy, definitely give Robert a call and we can help. And so if you're not doing podcasting, if you're not writing articles, if you're not blogging, if you're not doing video, audio, then you probably are not being found the way you'd like to be found.
Well, and I think the other point to that is that a lot of people talk about search engine optimization, and I think for consumer goods, that could be good. But if you're in a high-touch business in which a lot of information is a lot of decisions are based on referrals, then I think it's more social networking and social networking optimization is more the key. And so doing some of the things that Ken said, I think, will get you noticed and get you known by other people, and that's what you want. So Twitter and those type of things. Some people hear those things too and they think, wow, that's a lot of work. Well, it doesn't have to be. And Ken can help you with you know, not having to do a lot of work. I can help you with not having to do a lot of work. But it is a very, I mean, it's a brave new world out there, and you can actually get known very easily for a very little amount of money and very little effort.
Absolutely, and I would concur. Social media, new media, that's the thing to do, and we can definitely help you with that. So, all right. Let me see. Is there anybody else that has not asked a question? I think I got everybody, right? All right, so my next question I want to ask everybody is, and it's entrepreneurial related, and I want to ask, let me see, how should I do this the best way? Okay, I have an idea. I tell you what, I think I'm going to do a real short question, and that question is one of my favorite questions that I ask is, how can we help you? How can we help you? And so in 60 seconds or less, help us understand how we can help you guys, because it's all about caring and sharing and sharing opportunities. And so with that, let me see. Elizabeth, are you with us? We lost Elizabeth. Okay, number two. Pierre, how can we help you, Pierre?
I guess the thing that I'd like to most get out of the call is not so much how the group can help me, but how I can help the group. Like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, and when we go from location to location, what we find is that while people in Europe and Africa and South America and what have you know a great deal about the mining industry and investing in metals and what have you, people here at home domestically know very little. And I'd like to be used in a way where I can answer questions about this particular market, the good, the bad, and the ugly of it, and just help people to understand that there are other mediums out there where you can make money and, you know, maximize your dollars beside the stock market, real estate market, and, you know, some of the other items that are insurance, which seems to be, to some people, their biggest investment. But just letting people know there's something else out there that can be, you know, quite beneficial to your wallet and the value you place on it.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. And let me see who is next. David Walker, business attorney. How can we help you, David?
Hello, Ken. You can help me by getting me in front of the startup entrepreneurs who might be looking to structurally start their business. I found that a lot of reasons that entrepreneurs can't focus their time on the revenue and building of their business because they have structural issues that keep them up at night. Maybe they have an investor they want to bring on board. Maybe they have a partner they want to partner with. Maybe they want to acquire a business. Maybe they want to sell a division. But sometimes they can't execute those issues because they're off into an area that they're not comfortable with. And so what I like to do with their counsel is to be able to help them structure out how that might look in the form of a term sheet or a letter of intent, or help them bring in an investor by creating an executive summary, just trying to help businesses advance themselves. And I've come from a big corporate world to kind of help the startup and small business owners, so the more of them I can get in front of, either through the business owner movement on Saturdays or individual consultations, I think the better off our community as a whole will be as business starts to grow.
Excellent, okay. Thank you. Let me see, and who is next? Christine, how can we help you, Christine?
Actually, twofold. Pierre, you hit it on the nose about investments abroad and how Americans do not take advantage of some of the greatest opportunities on investments. In fact, I'm holding a breakfast meeting this upcoming Thursday for the government bond investment of the Cape Verde Fast Ferry. That was opened up, I believe, in May of this year, which was last month. And we're talking about a bond investment with a fixed rate of 9% over a five-year term. And right now, when you look at CDs or other types of bonds that are offered here in the United States, you're looking at 1% or less. And it's very frustrating to know that there aren't really any really good opportunities in the United States and that people need to look at other alternatives abroad. We're having this bond meeting at Murrow's Cafe down at Morris Brown College on Thursday from 7 to 8:30. If anyone is interested, I'd be certain to send you information. It is a small meeting of investors, mostly from the African countries. In those individuals, they invest very heavily in a lot of different opportunities across the globe. If you want to network, this is a great opportunity to network. And also, we're talking about bonds that are at 12.5 U.S. dollars per bond. So very, very affordable. It gives you a chance to test the waters internationally, as well as learn about a new country in Africa that you may have not ever had a chance to do so, and one that's more stable than most countries on that continent. So I would, welcome you if you'd like to come.
Okay, excellent. All right. I'd love to go. Nice to go this weekend. Herman Russell. Dr. Greg Henley, how can we help you?
I think the thing that I'm working on right now is trying to find client companies for our internship class.
Mm.
One of the courses we offer allows students to work for entrepreneurial companies. I think in terms of teaching entrepreneurship, we do a pretty good job in the classroom, but as we all know, you still have to get your hands dirty. And the internship class allows students to do that, as well as provides, I believe, a benefit for entrepreneurial organizations. The way we structure it is students are required to work between 8 and 10 hours a week over the course of a semester. Our next semester begins in August for the client company. We do charge the companies $1,000, and we give the students $1,000, so it's a pass-through. But there is a fee involved, and if you do the math, it comes to about $7 an hour. So they get, I think, very good talent on an inexpensive basis. We've run the program for 10 years or so, even though I've only been at the school for 2 years. And I think it's a win-win situation for our students and for our client companies. So if you know any companies that need high-quality, cheap help, please let me know.
Okay. Let me put that out there. Is there anybody interested in that opportunity? Okay. I just want to make sure we can help. And Christine, I didn't put that question out for Christine. Is there anybody that has some guidance on for helping Christine in terms of her issue, her challenge?
Ken, this is Dave Walker and to Greg Henley. If you could forward me something via email, Greg, I could send it out to our business owners and the business owner movement, and I'm sure you'd get more than one taker for that.
All right.
Well, you got one taker here. This is Robert.
Okay. All right. We got three people already. So, Dr. Henley, Greg, you've got Robert Joseph, you've got David Walker, and was it anybody else? Okay, and you can, if let me see, are you connected online? You can actually do a chat and send the emails out. Yeah, Greg, you're on. David, Robert, you are also, so you can send your contact information. We'll share it at the end of this session here, though. So, okay. Who is next? Robert Joseph, how can we help you?
I'm looking for businesses that have websites already, and so they know a lot about websites, but are frustrated with either the lack of functionality on their website or are frustrated with their webmaster for being able to make changes on their website. Those types of businesses, I think, are the ones that that can appreciate what we do.
Okay. So is there anybody out there that knows of a company or business owners, entrepreneurs that are frustrated with their websites or have questions about their website? Anybody?
This is Dr. Earl. Yeah, Robert, I'd love to speak with you, get with you, because my wife and I are talking to a website person now. We're really not happy with our website master, and we need to talk to you and this other person, and then we'll make a decision about where we want to go and move. I've got a book for teenagers that's just came out about two or three months ago. It's entitled Great Life Choices for Teens. And I really want to know how so I can get that moving. I want to become like Elizabeth and get on Oprah's show and grow up and be like her, really. So,
yeah.
But love to talk with you, Robert, seriously, in the next week or two. This next week is crazy, but after that, make an appointment and let's get together.
Okay.
And Earl, I am showing your website right now, and on the front page of this is Great Life Choices for Teens. Everybody's seeing that. So okay.
Can you give us maybe 30 seconds and tell us about the book?
The book is a book to enhance self-esteem, and it really came out of a thing. I'm a motivational speaker. I have a lot of parents that come to me and say, Dr. Earl, do you have a book for my teenager? I went to Barnes & Noble, took a look at the books on the shelves for teen inspiration. There's a deficit of books there. And I decided to do a book to enhance kids' self-esteem, help them deal with stress, because all kids are in a lot more stress than we give them credit for. It focuses on leadership, how to deal with change, how to make the right choices, which is probably the most powerful tool young people have. So I kept it as simple, but really it becomes a workbook, a reference book, can be an intervention book. I've got a lot of parents that are even buying it. We have kids 8, 9 years of age saying, Doc, I want this book for me because it's helped me to help and grow and develop my kids. So and my goal is to get it in every school system in middle and high school in the country. That's really my goal. But I kept it simple, practical. It becomes a workbook resource. I don't call it a workbook because kids don't want to work a lot of times. So I was calling it a guidebook. So
I also like to ask you to consider the churches, if you haven't.
Yes, okay. I'm starting to look at the churches. I've got dropped books off at churches already, yeah. And I have a teacher guide. I just finished my instructor's guide with it, too, because a lot of the teachers, a lot of the school systems are saying, hey, we want to look at, consider in our curriculum, but we have to have an instructor's guide. And I just finished that this past week. So it not only has it's a student book, but it becomes a reference book, and the book can be used in classrooms, groups, you name it. It could be done individually, could be done in homeschool. My goal is to just get out. That's what I'm looking at, strengthening my website to find other ways to strengthen the social networking to get it out to more people. But I'm really excited about it. The reviews from school systems have been great.
Okay, excellent.
I mean, most superintendents say, this is the book we need. That's pretty typically what I'm getting back. So,
all right, so is there anybody that can help Earl out with this, getting the message out about this book? Any takers?
Yeah, I can help him.
And who was that speaking?
That was Robert.
Okay, Robert Joseph. Okay, we got one person. All right. And because Robert teaches young kids on how to build websites, so he'd be a really
wonderful, incredible.
Yeah.
So, and Robert, if you help me, well, I'll put you in touch with an NFL player who plays Atlanta Falcons, who is dying to get his website done. So I'll put you in touch with some key people, some professionals, athletes too, as well.
I'd definitely like to work with him too, Ian.
Okay, so is Dr. Henley?
Yeah, I'm going to follow up with Earl as well. Do a lot of things with my church pertaining to teens, and I think this could, be a good addition.
Oh, I'd be honored to work with you too as well.
Okay, so I guess I didn't mention this, but when people speak, you have to give your name, your company. So is that?
I'm sorry, this is DeMarco with IC Communications.
Oh, okay, and you're just coming to.
I've been a fly on the wall, just a fly on the wall.
Oh, okay. All right. So the fly has to speak now. So, DeMarco, why don't you tell us in like 60 seconds, because we're about to end the call, what is it that you do and how do you do it? And you got an interesting company.
yes. Hello, group. My name is DeMarco. I'm with IC Communications, Inc., home of greentoliveclean.com. We are a large quantity handler of universal waste. We specialize in e-scrap and e-waste. We actually handle the commodities as far as the metals, plastics, golds, precious metals and whatnot. and in processing those materials, or as far as, you know, sending the materials out to where they need to go. We launched a national, or actually an international program called GreenToLiveClean.com, where businesses, small, large, medium, government entities can also use our services for recycling their electronic scrap for free, thus generating the materials that we process through business from Canada and the United States. So as far as the book goes, I also help my brother Robert Meacham, who plays for the New Orleans Saints, run his foundation called the Follow Your Dreams Foundation. And I think that that book is also good for our program as well. So that's my 60 seconds, maybe a little shorter, but...
All right, I'm throwing your website up here now, okay? All right, we got to get you actively involved in the next session. How's that?
Oh, yeah, not a problem. I just was, you know, I chimed in late and just wanted to take a look-see.
Okay. Anyway, as we're wrapping up, my next question I want to ask is, let me make this real quick and then we'll end the call. What's new and exciting in your business? Maybe there's an event coming up that you want to share with the group, and then we'll wrap up and sign off. And so with that, let me see, who's Elizabeth?
I'm here.
I don't think Elizabeth. Oh, okay. Elizabeth, what's new and exciting about your business that you want to share with us?
I'm working on multiple projects at once. I have two screenplays, a book based on one of the screenplays, and another novel. So this is going to be the summer of productivity where I get it all done. And finally, Michigan is really a hotbed of filmmaking, and I'm putting on a workshop at a film expo next month to teach people how to make their screenplay into a book, which is really usually done the opposite way where people make a book into a screenplay, but I've done the opposite, and I want to share that skill with other people. So hopefully all of you will be at my movie premieres one day. Thank you for sharing your knowledge.
All right. Excellent, excellent. All right. Thank you. Pierre, what's new and exciting for you?
We have just acquired the rights to do drilling for cobalt in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and we are one of only six companies that have been given that opportunity under the current government agreement. And even though we're the smallest company, we are also the only non-publicly held company to be given this opportunity.
Wow, that's powerful. All right. David Walker, what's new and exciting for you?
What's new and exciting to me is I have, this week I'm working on another government contract deal with one of my clients who's acquiring a minority healthcare businesses that's doing about $80 million in revenue. And so we're working on that deal, and hopefully we'll have it closed by mid-July. So it's very exciting.
All right. Take us to breakfast or lunch or something after that. And who is next? Christine Allen, what's new and exciting for you, Christine?
Well, the breakfast meeting for the government bond investments for the Cape Verde Fast Ferry this Thursday at Merle's Cafe right on the Morris Brown campus. It's going to be exciting. It's from 7 a.m. to about 8:30. If interested, I'd be glad to send you an invitation. A lot of great opportunities there to network, as well as to look at some investments internationally.
All right, thank you. And
I would like to I'd like to get that information. This is Robert.
Okay.
Dr. Henley.
I'm just excited the summertime's here.
Okay. That you can take Robert and I to lunch, right? All right. Robert Joseph, what's new and exciting for you, Robert?
Actually, quite a bit is new and exciting, but the major thing is that we are in the process of rebranding our web offering, which is exciting for us because we have been working very hard with this open source product, Website Baker, and have extended it in ways that are pretty awesome. Some of the things that I talked about in terms of archiving, and some of the other things that I talked about in terms of adding a more sophisticated blog to it. And so we're excited because we're going to be releasing it this Friday. We're going to do a soft release and so it's exciting times.
All right, excellent, excellent. And last but not least,
Earl. What's
I'm excited about being on this session this morning and feeling great energy about everyone trying to help. And I'm one for all of you that I believe in helping others too. So I'm giving more now than ever before today, and I'm going to continue to give and help. And this, I thought it was an unbelievable session today.
All right,
I'm just excited about that as well. Thanks for having me, Ken.
No problem. So as we wrap up now, I'm going to have everybody give us tell what they liked, who they connected with, and their contact information. So with that, Elizabeth, you got it? Would you get out of this session? Who would you connect with? Your contact information.
I just love hearing a multitude of life experiences, and again, bringing that global perspective is really wonderful. And so I appreciate everyone's wisdom that was shared. Please visit me at elizabethatkins.com. It's ElizabethAtkins.com. Send me an email, and I'd love to connect with you. And if you have any questions about writing a book, please, I'm available as a ghostwriter as well as a writing coach. Thank you.
All right, and thank you, Elizabeth, for being on the call.
Thank you, Kat.
All right. Pierre, what did you like about the session? Who did you connect with? What did you learn? And definitely give us your contact information, website, et cetera.
I connected with a bunch of people on this call, and I would actually like to talk with a couple of them when the call is over, so I'd love to get the contact information. And I just thought this was an excellent call of people talking about their businesses and connecting with other people who have a need for their service. My email is pierre@rarecoinhouse.com, and like I said, I would just like to get the contact information so I can follow up immediately with a lot of the people I heard today.
Okay, and make sure everybody's given their contact information. That's important. Who did you want to connect with? Make sure that you get it.
Christine.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I'm awful with names, but Dr. Robert with the website. And
yeah, Dr. Robert Joseph. Okay.
Yes, and the doctor that has the book information, because I don't know if I could connect with 1,000 people to help him sell in volume, but I know for my own son, there's a void of quality books and information for him to read over the summer, and I'd rather him, stay in touch educationally over the summer than just hang out in the house watching the boob tube.
Okay, and that will be Dr. Earl Suttle.
Yes.
All right, I'm showing his website.
Be happy to talk with you about it, too, as well.
Thank you.
Be happy
All
to.
Right. Excellent. Okay, let me see. Who else? David Walker, your contact information, what did you get out of this? Who did you connect with?
Sure, my contact information, and Robert, I think, is doing some maintenance on my website, converting it over from my last website provided to my current one. But you can still reach me at thebusinessownermovement.com, or a much easier domain name is thebomb.biz. That'll be my temporary contact point until Robert completes his transition.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And who is next? Christine Allen. Who did you connect with this morning, and what did you get out of this? And don't forget your contact information.
Sure. I connected with a variety of people just listening and learning about all the different nuances and improvements and changes that are going on in every business. So, of course, I'd like to share my information regarding the meeting on Thursday. The best way to reach me is either my cell phone, which is 678-467-1992. I love to connect through voice, always. It's always the best way. And then also my email address, partner00@msn.com.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you. Who is next? Dr. Greg Henley. Dr. Henley, what did you get out of this session?
I got quite a bit out of it. Two people who I would like to follow up with are David Walker and Earl Suttle.
Okay. Excellent.
Wonderful.
And your contact information would be what?
Email address is ghenley@gsu.edu. That's probably the best way to reach me is email.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And Robert, your contact information, who'd you connect with this morning and what'd you get out of this session?
Got actually quite a bit. Want to connect with Pierre and Dr. Earl and Christine. And my cell phone number is area code 404-723-6660. And these sessions are always great, Ken. Thank you for doing them.
No problem. It's my pleasure. It's one of my passions, connecting people, making it happen. And Dr. Suttle, Earl Suttle.
Funny, I connect with everyone. Elizabeth, I want to grow up. I don't be just like you, for one. But I get a lot of kind calls, Elizabeth, on people who are looking for ghostwriters and looking to people to help them enhance their books. You would be an unbelievable resource.
Oh, thank you.
Everyone else, too. Christina, my wife is from South Africa. It's part of one of the largest investment groups in South Africa, probably the second or third largest. She might be an incredible contact for you to connect you with her investment group there. Her name is Felicia. My contact, and pretty much connected with everyone else, Robert, Dr. Hensley, DeMarco, David, Elizabeth, you guys have been wonderful. My cell phone is, I'm from old school, so my cell phone is 404-819-7112. Email is earl@earlsuttle.com. And I'll be available. I love to get with everyone.
All right, then.
Been a growth experience for me.
All right, excellent. And last but not least, DeMarco, green2liveclean.com. What'd you get out of this session?
You be there?
Hello, is he there? Is he on mute? Okay, maybe we're lucky. But anyway, so that's it. I'm always looking for good content. I do articles. I've got a radio talk show, so if you're interested in contributing to that or the blog, or you have somebody that wants to come on board and enjoy this next networking session, we'll do this again next Tuesday from 8 to 9, certainly let me know. So again, everyone, thank you for your active participation. I really enjoyed this. Within an hour, I guess, hour and a half, I will forward this to everybody that was on the call so you'll be able to listen to this in an MP3 file, and then I'll put it on my website. So with that, thank you so very much. Yes, go ahead.
Ken, I just wanted to say also, because I didn't give it, our website is www.rarecoinhouse.com.
Okay. www.rarecoin. I'm showing it on the screen. So, all right. So thank you, everybody. We'll do this next Tuesday. Have a great week. Go make that sale and be profitable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.